is the Northwoods Fishing Report from Muskie 360 with your host, Josh Krieger.
All right, everyone, welcome. You are tuned in to the one and only Northwoods Fishing Report podcast with your host, that would be me, Eagle River Muskie Guide, Josh Krieger. Guys, we have quite a bit to cover here based on what we've seen here this last week and what we can expect moving forward. First off, I'm not going to lie to you guys. You know, fishing's been fairly tough here this last week. Talking to a lot of anglers on the lakes and stuff like that and people I know, a lot of guys have been struggling. You know, even in my boat, we've struggled a little bit throughout the day. You know, we'll still catch fish here and there. You know, we put a couple fish in the boat during the week. However, you know, the fish have been a little more hesitant, where they seem to be following baits a little bit more lazy and curiously, or short striking baits. And short of putting a stinger hook, which isn't even an option on some baits, you know, there's not a whole lot we can do about those short strikes. You know, my answer to that is to just kind of slow my bait down, throw something that has longer pauses. But realistically, I mean, when the fish are in that mood, it is kind of tough. You know, our keys for boating fish have been the morning and evening majors here this last week, and then the afternoon minor. Those were kind of the keys. We've had pretty consistent weather with clear skies almost every day. You know, in those conditions, they're very, very tough. Obviously, I mean, consistent weather is not a terrible thing, but when you have no fronts moving through or no overcast, you know, those aren't ideal conditions. Those moon phases were key. And then the other thing where we found success when a lot of people were struggling, and, you know, it took me a couple attempts, obviously, to figure this out, was there were two areas, you know, throughout the course of the day when you were outside of those moon phases and no fronts with clear skies where you could still contact fish. And those two areas were buried very, very tight in the thick, shallow, sloppy weeds. So, you know, we found success outside of some of those majors and minors during, you know, fishing these areas during those times with bucktails burning them pretty quickly, trying to keep them above the weeds, spinner baits running through the weeds, very shallow running crankbaits. I actually really love the Cranky Nitro. It's made by H2O Tackle. And guys, this bait has a very good wobble to it. And with a nice slow retrieve, you can run it just subsurface, almost like a wake bait. And when you're fishing that shallow slop, that is a very, very effective bait to do so. That is very easy to use because you don't have to sit there and rip the bait through the weeds. It's just a nice, slow, easy retrieve. And the bait just wobbles as you bring it in. It has a great swimming action. I personally use the perch colored pattern one the most. I love it. It looks so real. It looks very good in the water. That is one bait I do recommend fishing those shallow, sloppy weeds. Obviously, the figure eight spinner baits, and as I mentioned, some of those bucktails. Again, a lot of the Bucher 700 series, they're very easy to keep high with the larger blades and smaller profile bait. Those are some of the baits that I throw in those situations. Now, the other area where we found success outside of those morning and evening majors were outside of the weeds, actually, off the break, and not necessarily open water. You know, in some of the lakes where you have a weed edge where there's cabbage that grows deep and then, you know, the cabbage stops and then you get that sand grass on the bottom, we still were catching fish off the sand grass right off the bottom. And a lot of what I was seeing for the majority of the time out deep was along the bottom. So when I was fishing some of these deeper areas, I would focus on fishing along the weed edge, but specifically trying to use baits that are running along the bottom. So like rubber baits and stuff of that nature. So that we did have a little success with as well, you know, during the middle of the day. There were actually a couple times where, you know, we're fishing outside of the weed edge and off the break, and I'll see a big school of bait up high and then an arch underneath it. You know, we've had a couple of fish where we've contacted them, brought them in and put one in the boat where, you know, they were chasing a school of bait fish actually out in a little bit more open water off the edge and off the break a little ways. You know, those fish, obviously, the bait fish being up high and arches underneath them that tells you, you know, that obviously there are actively feeding predatory fish underneath that school of bait fish. So if you do see that, it's always worth stopping and at least take a couple of casts, you know, while you know that school of bait fish is in the area. So those are just a couple of things, you know, when fishing is tough, especially this time of the year, that you can look for and do. You know, not a lot of guys necessarily do fish that shallow slop on sunny days, but it can be effective. Don't shy away from it. Especially on the Eagle River chain, you know, one of our sayings is when you think you're fishing shallow, go shallower. And, you know, I found that to actually be true even in the clear skies. So don't, you know, don't be afraid to do things that are outside of, you know, your norm. Like I said, these are two very different methods that were both effective throughout the middle of the day when fish weren't necessarily that active in the shallow stained super thick slop. And then in the clear water, you know, the deeper sand grass, if it was there or off the break or even, you know, kind of on schools of bait fish. So lots of different ways to get the job done. We've been having to implement many different tactics here this last week. Like I said, because fishing has been a little bit tougher, it's obviously much nicer when fish are active and you're contacting multiple fish on the same baits and you can kind of stick to one pattern and tactic. But I found here this last week, you've really had to be kind of able to adapt while on the water and adjust what you're doing and figure out where the active fish are. Looking ahead, you know, like I said, we've had very consistent weather, but tomorrow, Friday, it does look like we have a big front coming through that's going to be bringing rain and storms. So this may be key. I'm not entirely sure. We'll see how it plays out because it is bringing in colder weather, like a mini cold front as well. So I'm not positive. Usually prefrontal is pretty good. We'll see exactly what it does to the fish, bringing in a cold front. Not entirely positive, but these rain and storms it's coming in with the consistent weather we've had might just be the trigger here that might just get the fish, you know, to be active and start feeding. As I mentioned, you know, it's kind of bringing in a cold front. On Friday, there's a high of only 69 degrees. And then on Saturday and Sunday, they're calling for lows 70s. And then on Monday, they're calling for 62 degrees in rain. So we have this front coming through tomorrow being Friday. Like I said, it's almost like a mini cold front because we've been in the, you know, mid upper 70s, low 80s here the last week and a half. And now you're talking a high of 69 and then the low 70s on Saturday and Sunday. But the major cold front clearly comes through on Monday. So I do think, you know, fishing on Monday might be pretty tough. Again, you never know for sure until you go out there and try. It's, you know, possible conditions look great and you don't catch anything, and it's possible conditions look terrible and you go out and you catch three fish, and it's, you know, totally possible that conditions look great and you go out and catch a bunch of fish. So again, you can't catch them from your couch, so go out no matter what, but Monday might be kind of tough. Saturday and Sunday, you know, should be pretty decent again. We'll see what this little mini cold front here tomorrow does, but low 70s kind of the next 3 days here. We have the new moon coming up on Wednesday, so we're getting closer to that, a peak moon phase. These fish should start going here and getting out of this kind of short strike, lazy follow funk that they've been in. At least that's the hope. You know, it can't last forever. On Saturday, we have a major in the morning from 9:11 until 11:11 and a major in the evening from 9:37 until 11:37. There is a minor from 1:10 until 2:10 in the morning and one from 6:08 until 7:08 in the evening. The sunrise on Saturday is 5:52 and the sunset is 8:10, which gives us a total of 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight. On Sunday, the sunrise is 2 minutes later at 5:54 and the sunset is 2 minutes earlier at 8:08. So we actually lose 4 minutes of daylight just from Saturday to Sunday. So Sunday, we have a total of 14 hours and 14 minutes of daylight. On Sunday, we have a morning slash afternoon major. It starts at 10:03 in the morning and runs until 12:03 just after noon. And the evening major is 10:28 at night until 12:28 in the morning. So running just through midnight. The two minors are 2:07 to 3:07 in the morning and 6:50 to 7:50 in the evening. Now, that evening minor on Sunday, again, we'll see what all this weather does and stuff with the moon phases being key here lately. You know, hit those majors that are during the middle of the day for sure that you can, any other parts of them that you can. And then, you know, those evening minors might be key. You know, that 6:08 to 7:08 on Saturday, and then that 6:50 to 7:50 on Sunday. Sunset on Sunday is 8:08, so you're getting really close to sunset right at the end of that minor. So that hopefully should be a pretty good feeding period for everyone. Nothing has really changed as far as summer patterns. I'm looking at baits as tools, so we're throwing the baits that are the appropriate tool for the structure and the cover that we're fishing. If I'm fishing the deep weeds, I'm throwing those rubber baits, and if I'm fishing the shallow weeds, I'm throwing the topwater and the bucktails and the very shallow running, you know, crankbaits or twitch baits. I don't necessarily, you know, there's no one magic bait. I don't have a magic bait. All of them have been productive as far as moving fish and putting a couple in the boat here and there. So use whatever you're most comfortable with and you are confident in your ability to work and fish, you know, kind of those areas that that bait works for. And if you're going to fish some of those other areas that I mentioned, obviously, you know, adjust what you're throwing, adjust the tool you're using, you know, literally the bait that you're throwing, change that to something that's going to target the fish that are sitting in the area that you're now fishing more effectively. You know, if they're sitting on the bottom, throwing topwater is probably not going to work the best for you. Again, just a couple of little tips. I hope it helps, you know, you guys be successful here on your way up north, catching some fish here this weekend. Like I said, new moon coming up, fishing should get good. We're getting closer and closer to fall with the cool evenings. So these fish are going to start going here soon and start putting on weight for winter. So we got some of the best days yet ahead, and I will be back with you here next week for a report on how the new moon treated us. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. Have a great day.
The Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure Eight Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.